Lord, we thank you for that wonderful word. We thank you for that power. We thank you for the mighty anointing.
Father, we just pray that you'd bless this day in a mighty way. The Lord's coming back soon. People are just so blinded. They don't see nothing. They see the world, and the world's got them gripped so heavily. They don't see the coming of our Lord. They don't see his mighty, majestic power. They don't see what his great acts, his great revelations. He's doing every day, and he's doing serious work. And everybody thinks it's a light thing that he's doing. You know, he's just here ready for to do what they want, but there's not. God's here to move by his Spirit. He's here to touch mankind. He's here to prove himself the hearts who will make themselves perfect toward him. The word says, come out from among them, be ye separate, say the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. Where the problem is, men don't want to come out, don't want to be separate. They want to be like whoever they're following. They want to be followers of men. And the Bible says we must be followers of God. We must seek him. We must put him first. When you put somebody first, he is got your attention. He's who you're following. You're not following every whip and every wind of doctrine that comes this way. But God wants us to walk in victory. God wants us to walk in his shelter, in his counsel, in his direction, by his mighty anointing. He wants us to walk in liberty. Thus says the Spirit of God, that we might be alive unto God, dead to sin, and our ways would not please ourselves or please man, but our ways would please God in all things. We might endure hardness as a good soldier, that we might take on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. The enemy comes in like a flood. The Bible says that when he comes, he'll give us a standard against him. God will give us strength. He's given us power. He's given the witness of his mighty Spirit. And where his Spirit is, there is liberty. And we need that liberty of God that will take us through from this day in the time that we go into heaven. And we need to take time now. We must take courage in the Lord. The Bible says, be ye strong in the Lord and the power of might, that you might put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness. Therefore put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand in that evil day, and having done all to stand. We need to remember that God wants us to be victorious. He doesn't want us to be losers. We're to be victorious in him always, that we'll shine forth as lights from heaven. The Bible says, let your light so shine. It don't say get out here and hide your talents under a bushel. We're to do the opposite. We're to put our talents to work for God. God wants to, if he be for us, who can be against us? We need to rise and think. One thing that we need to think about is how we can stay in victory all the time. God will take over when we get in the right. We need to get in the right seat. And when we get there, God will take over. God will give us strength. God will give us power. God will give us the witness of his mighty Spirit. And he'll help us to be overcomers. Man's ways don't please God. Men's ways please themselves. And we must be achievers for the Lord. Always keeping our eyes upon him, looking for that day of his soon appearance, that we might be ready, that we might be willing, that we might be more than conquerors through him which loves us. It says, I'm persuaded neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, neither things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's coming soon, and the Lord's making it where we can all go very soon. And we must be keeping our eyes upon him. We must not look at the things of this world. We must tailor our eyes to the sins of this world. The brilliance of this world will dim our eyes. It's like watching a great light, a welding machine. You can't watch it because it'll ruin your sight. That's what this allurement of this world is, luring our sights toward heaven. We cannot see where we're going because we're watching the allurement of this world. And we must come out from up. We must close our eye to see all the things from heaven. We will not be disturbed by the things of ourselves. Lord, I just praise you for this day. I pray that you bless this day. I pray that you anoint this day. I pray that you help your people in a mighty way. And Lord, we thank you for the victory that's through your son, Jesus. We thank you that he came to give us life and give us more abundant life. We thank you. What a privilege to knowing you as a Lord and Savior. And we thank you for this day. And we praise you this day for thy goodness. We praise you for thy loving kindness, thy tender mercy. We thank you for thy saving grace that you change not. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father God, we love you. We thank you for that goodness evermore. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.